Zohar Chok Yisrael, Day 5, Vayechi, page 242a. Davrach, another explanation of this verse. Yisachar Chamor Gorim. Yisachar is a laden donkey. The Gomer Pasach, he opened the woman and he said unto him, Psalms 27, David, Hashem Ori V'ishi, Hashem is my light and my salvation. Mi Rahu, from whom I fear. Hashem was Chai, Hashem is the power of my life. Mi Afchot, from whom shall be afraid. Kama Chavim Aninu Debinu Diraisa. How beloved are they, words of Torah. Kama Chavim Aninu Demishtad Nebiraisa. Kami Kutcher Bichu. How beloved are those that strive in the Torah before the Holy and Blessed be He. So first of all, intrinsically, the Torah is precious. And those that learn the Torah are also precious through it. And Hashem and the Torah are one. And Hashem and the Torah and Israel are one. So altogether, it's one tri-pond of love. Chol man yishtadl b'yiraisa. Because anyone who strives in the Torah, lo dochel mipigei alma, he doesn't fear the chance difficult things that happen in the world. Natahu la'ila, he's protected above. Spiritual worlds from powers of judgment. Natahu la'sati, is protected below. Lo, now he's added the kofas chol pigi de'alma, but he ties all the negative happenings, occurrences in the world, means the spiritual root of their energy. He disarms and emasculates them. V'achas long them kiddit to homer rabba. And he brings them down to the depths of the great abyss, which means he puts them back in their hole, so they can't cause any damage. Tochas he comes and seen revelation. The time when night comes. Sunset, stars come out. Pischin, steaming. Gates are closed, meaning the gates of paradise. You mentioned there was one tzaddik that used to always pray Maariv, the evening service, early before it was night in order to get the prayer in before the gates of paradise are closed. Of course, the others who did specifically not like that, but each one in their path, he had his reason for doing it like this because of this reason. The Zohar says over here in other places that at night the gates of paradise are closed. Akal b'mikham risharin v'shatin ma'alma. And dogs and donkeys, which is a parable in the Zohar for two types of negative forces. They dwell and fly in the world from the internal light and the surrounding light. Misyivas reshu the kabla. It's given permission to damage. That's why a person needs protection at night. And where it says, chatchil, the outside, a person shouldn't choose to travel at night. A person shouldn't go out alone at night. Chol b'nei yama naimi b'sayu, and all people in the world sleep in their beds. Shmasin sadikaya salkin nesangla e'la. And the souls of the righteous arise to the light above. In the secrets of the Torah, we mentioned from the Vilna Gaon, the things in the Torah that a person, while his soul is clothed in this finite, physical, limited body, certain things when he learns in the Torah he can't understand. And at night, he gets mushlam, becomes completed, those parts of the Torah he could understand when he learned in the daytime, to understand them in their boundless, full, true state. Again, this is for someone that was busy with Torah and doing good things in the daytime. So when he sleeps at night, his soul goes up to understand the spiritual root above. Kadis Aruch Safan, when the north wind is awakened, which means the side of Gevura, his power of sweetening the judgments. If you have to sweeten, go up to the root. You have to sweeten the judgment in this root. So if you want a sweet judgment at night, you go to the root of judgment, power of north, comes out to spirit. It's polygleo, the night is split. That's why it's called Chatzos. It's like a split, the power of judgment. And we split something, what's inside of it comes out, which means the chesed inside of it. Point of Binah is greatest chesed because it comes specifically from the great power of chesed that's hidden inside of the judgment. Sarusa Kadisha is Sarba Alma, a holy awakening is awakening in the world, awakening of the Shekhinah of Hashem's presence. Bitmar Makama Meduchti, we said in many places. It's mentioned perhaps the topic that is spoken about more than anything else in Zohar is about Chatzos, the greatness of getting up at midnight and serving Hashem at that time. Zako Chulke de Halbanosh, Diyu Koim Bahayiv Shaita. Meritworthy is a person of that portion of that person who gets up at that time and strives in the Torah. And there is a certain shlemus perfection to specifically going to sleep before Chatzos and breaking the sleep, breaking the judgment, breaking the state of lack of knowledge and getting up. But there's also a different type of Tikkun person who stays up, and a certain Kabbalist that specifically were careful never to go to sleep before Chatzos because they're afraid that they shouldn't oversleep. Each one in his derech. Zohar says over here, a person gets up. Simple pshat explanation means that he gets up out of his sleep at midnight. Another pshat could be he could be busy doing different things. When midnight comes, he gets up out of doing those things in order to pursue his spiritual activities. Given the hu posach b'irai, so once he opens in the Torah, he opens up his mind and his consciousness to the Torah, to attach to Hashem. Kolin yazin and bishin, all those negative species, all alone b'nukvit yadomu rabba, brings them into the opening of the great abyss, meaning that he puts them back in their place so they can't do any damages, locks them up. Chavis lei lechamor, he binds the donkey. It's like tying him so he can't go around to do any damage. Shunachas lei b'tafsuri the tchos afer de zuamir, brings him down, in like the being bound, chains underneath the dust, the dirt of the dust. Means in all negative forces being chained in their palaces, not being able to go out into the world to cause any problems. Chas v'shalom. Yes, beginning kaf because of this, Yisachar, Yishtadlu Sevi, I see Yisachar who is that his striving was in the Torah means he was especially marked for devoting himself to the Torah. The Rambam brings Yisachar became like Levi, he doesn't have a portion in the world, even though he got a portion in the world, since he's greater than Levi, and he could have done his thing in the world, unless he left it just to be busy with the Torah for after spiritual pursuits, so he's specially attached to the Torah. So therefore, it has given him special power to negate the negative forces. Kavis lei lechamor, he bound the donkey. V'nachas lei mehal garam hamalos, and he brought him down from that place of where he tries to go up. Yusalik l'naska amad, he goes up to damage the world. V'shavi medurei b'nei mishpasayim, he puts his dwelling place among the mishpasayim mein zumi tafsiri da'afra, among the dirt, chained to the dust. So he's stuck over there and he can't cause any problems. Comes see a new revelation, Maxiv, what's written, Vayamenucha Kitov. And he saw rest, it was good. Vesaritzkin, Ema in the world, the land that it was sweet. Vayichich Molis Bol, and he gave his shoulder to bear. Vahilamasovet, he was to like a, was a servant giving a tributary. First of all, the verse has to be understood. He saw rest was good, and the land was sweet, so he'd think he'd go to the country club, to the old age home, and have a good time. So what does it mean then he gave his shoulder to bear? It sounds like he went to work. Enjoy resting, so don't go to work. What does it have to do with those giving him tributary? So the Zohar explains, Vayar menucha kitov, his soul rest was good, to Torah Shabbos, this is the written Torah. Person gets menucha senefesh, his soul rests to learning the written Torah. As Zohar's name in the land, that is sweet, to Torah Shabbos, this is the oral Torah, which is always like the land. Other places there's this comparison, this ratio between heavens and earth, is like the oral, the written Torah and the oral Torah over here. The oral Torah is the land. And the written Torah, which is like the heavens, is compared to rest, because heaven, rest comes from heavens, like Shabbos, which comes from Shemayim, from heaven. And then it says, Ra'ichich molis bol, and he gave his shoulder to bear, the misbol ula diraisa, to bear the burden of the Torah, because toiling and working the Torah, that's how a person gets to real, menuchas nefesh, to real peace and tranquility and contentment. Not through laying around doing nothing. The davka bo yom lelom, to attach to it day and night, specific what kind of, like when a person toils so much in Torah, doesn't know the difference between day and night, then he draws from the surrounding light. It's above day and night. We find many times in Zohar, they learn and it says they didn't know the difference between day and night because they reach the state of being above time through working and toiling in the Torah, subjugates the physical nature and attaches them to the spiritual root. Vahilamasovet, he was a tributary. Servants, all the nations automatically came to do his will and supported him so he didn't have to work. But the Zohar explains in a deeper level, Havi Plach L'Kutcha Bricho, that he himself, he was serving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was Davka Bein, attached to him, was Atshar Kar Mebe, and to give his whole power to Hashem. And through that, he merited to a special connection to the Torah, a special level of the Torah, and this is a special level of Yisachar. And the Rambam says any person who wants can be like Yisachar, devote himself completely to the Torah, and to get this special spiritual level of being above time and space, and having people serve him and provide his parnasa, so he can be completely devoted to working and toiling in the Torah, and drawing this surrounding light, the Mashiach light, the special light of Yisachar, which is Yisachar, which means making joyous, having the light, joy of the world to come while in this world.